I talk about, the only thing that's fixed is time.
Yeah.
You can make as much money as you want, but you only have so many hours in a day, so you can exponentialize your business when you have team.
Welcome to the Booked Out with Bree podcast. I'm your host, Bree Kane, and I'm a mom of three young girls who decided to unapologetically claim my dream life, the six-figure business, the freedom to have random ice cream dates with my girls at 1 p.m. or hire a babysitter for some alone time. I help women and moms claim all of themselves, be all of themselves, and live their biggest, boldest lives unapologetically. If you're ready to book out your business and your life with joy, fun, and ease, let's jump into this episode.
Hello, everyone. Oh my goodness. I am so excited. You guys need to meet Justin. And I want to tell you all about our vision, how we are literally redefining and changing the shape of the virtual assistant industry. And the project that we have launched and are working on together is just going to be a game changer. And because you all are in this community, it impacts you, and it's massive opportunity for you too. So I'm super excited. Justin is my business partner for this project that we've launched. We already have signed clients into it. And Justin has an amazing story of his own. And also, Justin and I have a really fun story of how we came to be connected. Hi, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hi, everyone in the community. See you all.
So tell us more. Who are you? Tell us your magic, your background. You have such an amazing background.
I'm Justin. I'm a twin. I actually started marketing a little over a decade ago and found a passion with helping online coaches. Funny thing, Bree was actually a client of mine and we went through the journey together. I watched her scale her business up past six figures, and it was just a pleasure seeing her as a doer and just getting through the process. The cool thing about when we worked together, I saw like the passion that she infused into the mom to be a community and her program. And from there, I started just sending her clients, just sending her different clients that needed help with VAs, like from all across the board, all different types of positions and roles. And we just saw like a huge need in the marketplace. A little bit more about me. I got into marketing, doing like branding, web design, things like that for clients at first. Started a small agency with my twin brother, and it was like a cool start in the beginning, helping all different types of business owners. But over the past few years, I partnered with some other companies, as well as just found a passion for helping coaches. And in this space, we're hoping to revolutionize the way that coaches and VAs work together and to just help provide better results for both VAs and coaches.
Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun too. I feel like it, and the backstory is Justin and I have launched Coaches Profit Powerhouse, which is an agency where we partner six and seven figure coaches with amazing virtual assistants. We pull from the 150 plus VAs that have gone through my training program. We know everyone's qualified, skilled, trained, all of that. And it's such, I just feel like it's so synergistic. Like you have the background in coaching. You've helped multiple coaches scale to seven figures. And then at my side, the VAs, and we were informally doing this, and we're like, why not turn it into a thing?
Yeah. And one of the insights that was just like a giant, like blaring horn in my ear, just looking at all the clients that have scaled past seven figures, past six figures, the critical ingredient was just having a solid team, even if it was just one other person that was helping them to accomplish their goals. So we know how impactful this is going to be and how impactful it already has been for clients we've already worked with, clients that we've seen scale with teams. And with this world-class program in this community, it's just teeing up more success.
Yeah, absolutely. I giggle because you always hear me talk about the book. It's easier than two.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But Bree, literally, how big is your team? How big is your team right now?
I have about 10 on my team. I would never be able to do what I've done in business if I didn't have a team. I also teach coaches how to build six, seven figure coaching businesses. And it's what I talk about. The only thing that's fixed is time.
Yeah.
You can make as much money as you want, We only have so many hours in a day, so you can exponentialize your business when you have team.
Definitely. And nothing's better than a team where it's a partnership and both parties are growing a business. And I love that one of the core elements of the Mom-X VA like program is really like growing a business, the VA company that's going to free you and not have you chained to your laptop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that's why I always say too, it's like it's the VA industry, but it's also so much bigger. Like I truly believe that this industry allows moms, for example, to have it all in motherhood, a flexible schedule, time with their kids. And then we also know like coaches having VAs allows them to get their life back too. They can eat dinner with their family again. It's so synergistic. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about our, Justin and I have, we're working on so many ideas. The VA launched, we're helping coaches find their VAs. I just put the new opportunity into Mom to VA like a second ago before we hopped on, Justin.
Awesome.
Yeah. And what else? Share more about our vision, some of the other projects that we're working on.
Okay, so one of the cool things that is infused into our whole process is strategy sessions with Bree and I. So people starting out with us in this first year, they're also going to have anyone in perpetuity is going to have a scaling partner that's going to help you month to month with strategy sessions. But starting off, we're doing that, and we're not only it's like a two-edged sword. We're doing this to fine-tune the process to make the experience the best, but to also find out other gaps and things that people aren't addressing in streamlining the process of building your team, getting them onboarded, ramped up, getting more results. So we have some things on the back end for software in terms of automating your whole workflows with Go High Level. And on the other like auxiliary sides of that, automating your marketing, getting your SOPs in the right place. We also do a brand audit with all of our clients coming in where we map out a strategic scaling roadmap to get you to seven figures and beyond. So those are some of the little pieces of the puzzle. But we also have a partnership program that we're building for referrals in our program that will allow you, if you're not at that level to scale, but you know someone who might be a good fit, you can share and profit sharing month over month for anyone who signs up with us.
Yeah. Oh, and we're planning an
Oh,
in-person industry conference for coaches
yeah.
and VAs this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, it does that even exist? I'm pretty sure that doesn't. Like, we're literally redefining the market.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stoked. So all of you here in this community, you need to come to our conference. You're gonna,
Yeah.
and I think it's so cool too, pairing the coach side and the VA side, because you could go meet your new six-figure clients at the conference.
Definitely, definitely. And we want to create a space that's very conducive to networking, to connecting, but also just creating a place where people can be open to find partnerships, to find just new insights and ways that they can just get better results.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, on that note, since the community that we're in, I'm sure is just super excited to hear your perspectives as a business owner and also a coach who hires VAs, what are some of the things that you look for in your team members?
So, first off, proactive executive communication. So, you know, when it comes to executive communication, you want to get all of the meat into the message and make sure that no stone is unturned so that, you know, your partner isn't reaching back out to you to get more clarification. But to add to the on the front end of that, being proactive with it. So just making sure that you are seeing if there's any gaps. Is there anything else that you can help with? Is there KPIs that you should be keeping in mind? Or is there like a specific goal tied to any of the tasks that you're getting? Another one would be like versatility, a growth mindset, being locked in for continuous learning and developing your skills and just your excellence as you're fulfilling your partnership. And then high level problem solving tenacity, like just looking at any problem in a resourceful mindset, not being afraid to roll up your sleeves and just go find answers.
I love that. Absolutely. Like I always tell my VAs and mom to VA too, it's not about what you currently know, and you don't have to know all the things. It's really the willingness and resourcefulness to learn and to grow. That is what business owners that hire VAs look for.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are some of your biggest learning lessons maybe in hiring? I
I
don't
can talk
know.
about my experience recently.
Absolutely. I think that's so valuable.
In the midst of launching this and just looking at all the different areas that we could fulfill, we started off with thinking like, okay, we may need to be able to cover all the bases. If maybe someone wants a offshore partner in their team that they could pay like less. And I took the jump of just choosing a service that we could use to fulfill that. And it was a nightmare. I spent a month training the VA. So there is not really any productive like results or any results that came from it. Just maybe I take that back. There was an opportunity there, and that led us to realizing we needed to just focus on cultivating a community with Mom to VA and building our roster there, and not going for the client that's going to look for where they can penny pinch or cut corners. And in this process, now I'm going through our process and hiring a US-based VA through Mom to VA right now for my brands. And another thing, we actually were able to fine-tune the onboarding process and see a lot of gaps that our competitors aren't actually, I wouldn't say competitors, our alternatives are actually like not even aware of. So we're building a process that's going to continuously evolve to really get our partners aligned. So what that kind of looks like for y'all is you're actually going to always have an extra 10 hours that we're footing the bill for in the beginning of every partnership to get you onboarded and accelerated in the best manner.
Absolutely amazing. I was like thinking, I'm like, wow, I know like the moms who go through mom to VA, like literally from day one, they're like in your business doing things. So I'm so excited. Mom to VA, I literally just posted the opportunity to work with Justin too. So go check
Awesome.
it out. Amazing. What else? One last tidbit of reflection, advice, tip, anything that comes to mind, Justin?
So I do a weekly call with my clients, and there's always this like barrier where it's like a mindset shift, as well as like a tangible evidence like barrier where coaches are getting to the point where they're starting to scale and they're like worried about delegating or just offboarding anything, whether it's like it's not going to be as good if it's not me, or what if this doesn't work, or what if I'm not going to be able to afford to pay for my new teammate next month. And I think this entire community is what's going to be like one of the secret sauce like elements to the relationships between VAs and coaches, because we'll be able to alleviate that. And we're making sure that anybody that we're bringing in is really ready for a VA. They're not someone who's just, oh, I saw you on Facebook, I clicked the link in, I think I'm ready to start a team, but I don't have an offer.
That is such a good point. Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you shared that. I've been doing a VA challenge this week with people that want to launch and book out their business. It's been so fun, but that was something we talked about yesterday with a lot of business owners. Like I know team, like I need to get there, but they don't realize like not just the time and like the physical aspect of onboarding, but also the emotional aspect of like I need to like, release my grip on this. And some of them are like, yes, I want this. And then they get in, they're like, oh, wow, maybe I'm not ready. So, yeah, we do that pre-qualifying. So, if you are in our roster agency, you know that all the coaches there, they've already committed, like, they're in it.
You made me think of another insight there too. Part of the scaling partner strategy sessions too is to make sure that we're always aligned, month over month, week over week, with the goals and like the actual results that each side of the partnership expects. So that's another element that we get to jump in, meet with your partner, and month over month, make sure that we're going towards the goals, we're on course or course correcting if we need to. and setting relevant and actual, like, realistic goals. I don't like saying that, but yeah, realistic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love what you said too. Our vision is not just to help X number of coaches. What did we say? 1,000 VA roles in the next 3 years, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The way that we work together and what we know about building teams, I think it's definitely going to be something that a goal that we're going to crush. But
no doubt.
I just think about the butterfly effect from it, like the ripples that are going to be going across the industry. And I hope that this does make a giant shift in coaching in this next year, but I know it will eventually.
Oh, absolutely. It goes back to what you said of having helped business owners scale to 7 figures. It's team. Like, they got to hire a team, or they got to hire more team. So it's not, the VA industry is not going anywhere. Every company that's building a company, you need team. So
yeah,
that is the limit for everyone.
People, processes, and profit. That's what's going to get you to 6 figures and beyond. And people is that first critical element.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you so much, Justin, for hopping on an impromptu live with me today. I'm so excited for what's ahead. We will be sure to share with all of you as CPP unfolds. If you're a coach, come talk to us. We got you. We have a team of over 150 highly qualified, skilled, trained VAs. If you're a VA, come talk to us. We'll get you all trained up in Mont VA, and then you get lifetime access to our agency roster. So amazing. All right.
Can't wait to work with you.
Yeah. So fun. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Justin. We'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening in. I'm so excited to hear your takeaways and to connect with you. Come hang with me on Instagram at Hey, it's Bree Kane. Shoot me a DM and let me know your favorite parts of this episode. You can also peek at the show notes for more ways to get in touch, for any links referenced in this episode, or ways to work with me to unapologetically book out your business and your life. Don't forget to leave a rating and review. I love hearing your feedback, and I so appreciate your support in helping us connect and spread the Booked Out mission with women and moms everywhere. I'll see you on the next episode.